Claire on KBRB, it is time for us to join in with our open line program. And as we mentioned, usually after a school board meeting, the superintendent, Dale Hafer, joins us, and he is in here on the seniors' last day at Ainsworth Community Schools.
That is correct. They're going around and getting signed out and taking care of business. Yesterday we had it wasn't a super long agenda. But we did have some important things that we did, and one of them was we had a strategic plan update. And if folks recall, when I first came on board, it's not uncommon with a newer superintendent that when you're shifting gears like that a school board will undergo strategic planning. And so we worked with the School Board Association. Our strategic plan document is good from 2021 to 2026. Moral of the story there, it's meant to be a document that guides us and moves us along. And the important thing there is that came from the community's input and a number of stakeholders. And so as we make decisions, like for example, as we're updating these different curricular areas, reading series, math series, and looking at some of those, more offerings for high school students, et cetera. Those are all things reflected in the strategic plan that our parents and community members, mentioned that was an important priority for them. So we had Amanda Ganser and Wendy Allen last night, who are two of our members of our MTSS School Improvement Lead Team. They've, been taken care of the strategic plan where they're documenting our efforts as they go and so that we have a record of what we're doing and what we've accomplished and we report into the board as far as that goes. So anyone has, questions or interest in that, just let me know. We're happy to provide those. Of course, the principals and ADs had their reports, very similar to what we just said. And in my report, we talked a little bit about, just wanted to mention, we do have some facility things going on this summer, a little bit of roofing. We did experience some wind damage. It was either due to, since last spring at this time, when our pole vault pit made its way over to Baumgard's, remember we had about 70 mile an hour wind gusts.
Right.
And then if we think about, we've had several events that have pushed 50 mile an hour plus wind gusts. Well, our section of roof on the third floor has experienced some delamination. We have really excellent insurance coverage through ALICAP, which is a statewide pool through the Nebraska Association of School Boards. And more than likely, we'll be getting that section replaced, which is nice. And not maybe quite as much going on at the school, or at least a little more behind the scenes, as we replace a boiler. But last year we occupied the whole elementary to do that HVAC. So we're looking forward to a little more normal summer so our custodial crew can get things done and not have people in their way, et cetera. We can have a good summer school session, all those things. Action items, we just had three things. One, every 5 years we have to redo a proposal for our food service that we'd use with Lunchtime Solutions. And because you're talking a federal reimbursement with the federal free and reduced lunch program, you put out an RFP, request for proposals. We actually had three different companies indicate interest, but actually only one followed through and wanted to provide the service, and that was Lunchtime. And we've had a good relationship with them, and the board voted to continue that relationship for the next 5 years. We talked about one of the things that we took input on with our ESSER $3 was, We heard over and over from various patrons to move us forward with that money, but use that money wisely. So we're also saving taxpayers money. To be upfront about it. So we're really leveraging that to make some technology purchases that we know are on the horizon. We have a set of computers that are pushing 12 to 13 years of age. And a lot of those end up down in the elementary, don't work quite so well. And what we're going to do is refresh the 5-8 computers. We just did the high school ones. This is their second year. And we'll refresh the 5-8. The ones the 5-8 kids have are the previous teacher computers that are still in great working order. Those will move down. And we'll set ourselves up to where we are solid with tech, to where, let's say, we get a couple years down the road and we have to maybe pause on a refresh, or maybe take 2 years to do it, because you never know what will happen with funding or how things go. We can do that. So we're leveraging some of those funds. That was a $236,000 purchase. We have about $391,000 of ESSER III funds remaining. And that's one of the things we had decided to do with it. We've requested reimbursement already for the math series we just bought. That was $90,000. That'll be reimbursed with the federal funds as well. And then we also, to round off our one-to-one initiative, a lot of times we take for granted, or we think that that's just high school kids, but we technically are one-to-one K-12. And so we also are bringing in some new iPads for the elementary, and we'll be using some rural education achievement program dollars for those.
We talk ESSER funds every once in a while. Is there another round of that going to happen in the upcoming school year, or how's that work?
Well, that so far what we have is what, you know, is should be the end of it, you know, and you need, we still have some time to spend the rest of it. Got to allocate it by the end of September 24. So we got, you know, so next school year we'll be rounding out our purchases and working on a little more curriculum, teacher training to use this stuff that we're getting, et cetera. We do have a different round of ESSER funding that we've been utilizing. It's called the Expanded Learning Opportunities Grant, that I know us and Valentine got picked for that. There was a handful of schools across the state, and that's how we've done the new after-school programming, and we're going to be doing more enrichment in our summer school this summer, and those dollars will go towards those. It's kind of a mixed blessing. You know, we're glad to make that work to our benefit here. But also too, with that federal funding comes a lot of red tape, but we're learning to navigate that well. And then we adjourned the meeting. We had advertised that right after the meeting, we would hold our first of two required Americanism meetings, committee meetings. Our committee for curriculum, Americanism, and multicultural education hosts that committee meeting. That is part of LB 399 that was passed several years ago by the legislature. The good news is most schools, especially in rural Nebraska, and Ainsworth is no different, the things they ask us or we are required to do, we've already done. Whether it's saying the pledge in the morning, or, you know, volunteer hours, you know, for, or, you know, like a community betterment day, those sorts of things. You know, the different curricular, you know, options related to social studies, Veterans Day program, all those types of things check the boxes that a school is meeting Americanism requirements and is paying attention to those things. So, Mr. Dyke and Mr. Owen, along with the rest of the social studies department, but the seniors get quite involved with it, especially with the government class. But so this first meeting is about just reminding the board, okay, here's the things we do, here's how we meet the requirements, and here's where we're headed. And we were talking a little last night about some possible curriculum efforts related to social studies that are on the horizon. And we allowed for public comment, although there was no one wishing to give comment. We will have the second meeting next month at 7:30 before the board meeting. So if anyone's interested, they're welcome to come. I've honestly had more than one conversation, especially since, you know, the the last election and the pandemic, and it's not hard to, you know, hear things on the news. And sometimes there can be some concerning things related to curriculum standards, et cetera. So I've had some good conversations with patrons, and I always assure them that, you know, we've got a good vision and priority, you know, and we take Americanism seriously. It's important to us. We want to put out, you know, productive citizens from our school and honor where that comes from. You know, we have a lot of freedoms in this country, and we definitely want to celebrate those and have our kids learning about it and why they have those freedoms.